Let us take our journey halfway across and around the globe to Jaisalmer, India. It's time to bring in none other than Arjun Singh. Arjun, good day.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Where are you?
At home.
Oh. Okay. Sounds interesting.
Are you moving your microphone around?
Oh yes, it's I bought a new smartphone.
Uh-huh. Well, it actually sounds pretty good now that you've got it like
so
that.
Because my PC is a very old one, and it's because of the extreme heat, it hangs again and again. So I bought it a new smartphone, and it's the first time in doing this show on this phone now.
That's good.
All right. Well, congratulations. And I saw the picture that you sent of Gurdar having one of his favorite meals.
Oh, yes. We always, as you know, here every day we cook the food and then you eat. It's not like the food you just go in restaurants or you buy food. It's not like that. The ladies here, they cook every day. So every day you have to just eat the same one, like chapatis in the morning and chapatis in the evening, and then spicy curry. So it's our daily food. But when I posted it on Facebook, and I got a lot of just like comments on that. So I think it's, for us, it's very usual. It's ordinary thing, but the many people, for them, it's quite unusual about the food here in Jaisalmer, what kind of food we eat. When the temperature is 120, still we eat very spicy and hot food. So that's why I posted some pictures, and people, they just wrote me that they really want to see what kind of food we eat here. So I did it. But the good thing is that the temperature 122, but right now it's like 115. So it's a good relief for all of us and feeling much better now.
Yeah, it was 100 in Paso Robles, California. They're having such heat.
Yeah. Now your friend and my friend, Lucy, you know Lucy Pulver, right, Arjun?
Yes.
Did you see her report from Arizona where she was?
Well, she is in Arizona, as I came to know, but I don't know much about her because she stays there, and she went when I came to the Sharon last year. At that time, she went to the Arizona, and she likes all my posts when I just update on the Facebook there and comments each and every photo there. But I know she is still in the Arizona there.
The temperature
in
Arizona.
Temperature, at one point she reported outside it was 13 degrees, and inside in the shade it was 100, and in her house it was 89 with an air conditioner.
And now here is what baffles me: in 40 years ago, give or take, I went to visit some friends in Palm Desert, California, and you know how banks have thermometers?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm driving through, and it's 108. It's just because, and there's just a regular.
But there's a difference between 108 and 113. That 5 or 6 degrees.
Right. Really, and it went up to 111.
Yeah.
Because it was morning after.
Well,
and the only reason.
No, you're the
reason,
Iron Maiden. Now, what can I
say? No, the only reason I'm mentioning it is we're coming up on the anniversary of the moon landing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we had it.
Okay. So it happened that 50. My brother and I were sitting in a swimming pool in Redding, California. And we just remember because we'd never seen a thermometer that had temperatures that it was 100 and something. It was just amazing. So I just think that it's kind of interesting.
Well, I saw it too. My mother drove us through Death Valley, and everybody thought she was crazy, and she was, but we drove through Death Valley in a Mercury Monterey that she rented. That had air conditioning, thank God.
Yeah.
And a full tank of gas. Anyway, sorry, John.
So glad you're done 115.
Oh yeah, the Desert Valley is a desert.
Definitely,
that is a desert.
You'd be surprised at how much of America is actually a desert.
You'd feel very home in Death Valley there, aren't you?
So, how far it is from Connecticut? It's very far, right?
It's all across, way across the country. You know, it's
very far.
Yeah, it's very, very, very far. I mean, but I also saw the picture of Gurdar
near Arizona, very, very far.
It's farther away than Arizona, much farther away than Arizona. But I also saw the picture of Gurdar watching the cricket match.
Oh yes, it's a cricket fever right now in India. Everywhere. If you just go in the streets, in the markets, you can see the people watching cricket match. It's not a matter. It's the India, but we have 10 teams playing in the World Cup. And so we watch each and every game between the teams playing there. Either it's today, I was just watching Australia and Pakistan. It's going to be a big, big match because all the teams, they are very good, and every team wants to win the World Cup. India won only two times in 1983 and 2011, while Australia won for five times, and Pakistan once, I think, in 1991 or 1992. So it's a cricket fever in India, even especially in Jaisalmer, in such a hot weather. In the evening, you can see the kids playing cricket in the street there. So it's a big, big tournament. It comes after 4 years, so people wait for that. And then if you just go to every house now, everybody's watching cricket on the TV. Nothing else, no news, no any program, just a cricket. Cricket is everywhere now.
That's now when you watch cricket, do women watch with you?
Sorry?
Do women watch with you?
No, they are not interested. They have nothing to do with the cricket. Nobody likes them, and only the young boys and the people, they watch the cricket, especially the men, because I have never seen a woman or a girl playing cricket here in my area. So no, only boys and the men, they just watch it and they love this game. And the other thing is that it's a game of a street. It's not like for that you need not a big ground. It's a very cheap type of game. You just need a one ball and a bat, and you can start. You don't need 5 or 10 players. I have many questions on my Facebook to people asking about that, what kind of game this is. And I just told them it's just a bit similar to the baseball, but it's very different from them. And it's a very interesting, because India is very good at the cricket, and we have very top class players here. And in a one night, these top players, they become just like superstars, and everybody praises them, appreciate them. So everybody wants to be in a cricket and want to play cricket. Even when I was in school and in college, the only game which I played was the cricket. So the cricket is very popular. I think if you want to know just about India in two words, if you want to know, then the one thing is the cricket, and second is the Indian wedding. So that's the thing which attracts everyone. Even the tourists, when they come here, even in some hotels, big hotels, there are some playgrounds, and they want to know about the cricket. So the cricket is very popular. And long ago, it was the game of 5 days, but right now it has become a game of a day. Otherwise, you have to spend a whole 5 days watching this cricket. My father, I remember, used to go to some other friends' home to watch these games for 5 days continuous every morning, because the game started in Australia, and that time you have to go early in the morning. But right now this World Cup tournament is in the England, so it starts in the morning there, but here it starts like 3:30 p.m. so you can watch the match easily in the evening, and then at the night, because the second inning it takes about 10:30 or 11 p.m. So it's very interesting. The very popular game. The cricket is everywhere. Even in my school, the kids, they don't know much about the other games, but they like to play cricket and they watch it.
All right, now about your smartphone. What type of smartphone did you get, first of all?
It's Oppo.
Okay, and do you have it on speaker now, or are you using it like just a regular telephone?
I just connected the headphone with it.
Okay.
And then it's on Skype I'm doing this, so with the headphone I can do this. So I think it's a very expensive for me, but the Girdhar, he just made a big research on the net there, and finally we bought it because this is the only thing which is good in the hot and heat temperature, so it's good. And we just read some reviews, and then I came to know this is good for this temperature, and we just paid $100 for that.
So just make sure, because they do have a smart switch. If they are too warm or too left in the sun, they do turn themselves off.
Yeah, you just got to keep them out of the sun.
Yes, it's auto off. You're right. It's auto off. When I go out in the market and I have to restart it again because of the temperature, it's auto off.
That's exactly right. So now, all right, so you're all set, and you're going to be doing most of your computer work off that smartphone probably, huh?
Yeah, this is good, and I think it's right now when I go to the school, and I will try my best to just connect it with the internet, and then we have many teaching methods and activities on the smartphone there, and I want my students to be familiar with that teaching skills and teaching methods via smartphone. So I'll just go and start this experiment to teach my students with that smartphone. I know what happens, but it depends on the speed of the net.
All right. fine.
All right.
Well, congratulations. It sounds great, nice and crystal clear. And we'll speak to you again next week.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
That is Around the World with Arjun Singh here on Robinhood Radio. You can hear Arjun, by the way, if you missed it at all, on demand, robinhoodradio.com. Click on Around the World with Arjun Singh.